Hey family, how are you tonight? I don't have a piece of paper in front of me. I wish I did, but I don't, and it doesn't really matter. But I want to share with you something that in prayer I was told in 2018. It's something that hasn't really left my heart, even though I wrote it down because it was way beyond anything I could understand. In 2018, when everything was normal and everybody thought things were going fine, God told me persecution was going to break out on the nations. He actually showed me a vision of it. And in that vision, it felt like 5 years of persecution. And I had no clue with that, how to explain that, how to describe that. How does 5 years of time period, how do you feel like that's the amount of time whenever it happens in a 10 to 15 minute stretch? I didn't understand that. Well, that was in 2018. And then he told me that there was going to be rising up in the nations, that we would see thousands upon thousands upon thousands gathering together in unity for the same cause. And I had no clue what that meant. As a matter of fact, I didn't think that was humanly possible, especially in America. It didn't seem right. It didn't seem possible. And then he told me, be careful of the plague that would come before the sting. And the sting would be like a killer bee. And I don't know if anyone knows this, but a killer bee is very simple in its attack. It may not be the first one that gets you. It may not be the second one that gets you. It may not even be the third one that gets you. But the fourth or fifth, they will kill you. And he told me that there would be a great deception in the nations. He said that there would be overcoming in the American government. He said that there would be a wind upon the Supreme Court justice, that after the wind would follow, there would be a war in the land of America. It would come from up north, and it would drive people down south. And I had no clue what that meant either. Matter of fact, I had no clue what any of this meant. None of it seemed possible. None of it seemed like it could be relevant. I thought I was crazy. But the only thing that kept me in it was the presence of God. The only thing that kept me willing to search it out, to find out, was the presence, the strong presence of a loving Heavenly Father. He showed me in a vision. He showed me attack in Gaza. He showed me buildings falling. He showed me women and children laid, crushed by rumble, by bricks, by buildings. He showed me people being used as hostage, as shields, human beings used as shields in the middle of a war, and I didn't understand that either. How is this possible, right? And then he showed me that America, specifically that America would win the war, that we would come to a place where we would have our government back, and that it would be a government for the people, by the people. He said that you would have a new constitutional America. He called it New America. And the only reason I'm telling you this, family, is because all of that seemed impossible in 2018. And in 2021, we're at this place where we need a new American government. We need a new constitutional America. We have children dying left and right. We have government officials using children as bodyguards so that they can be protected from us. And that's not right. We have people in the Middle East that are using children and women to distract from the reality of what they're doing and creating a religious war against other nations. And that's wrong. But that didn't seem possible to me in 2018. I have seen the crowds upon crowds upon crowds. As a matter of fact, I've been in one of those crowds of millions of people gathered together, united to fight for their freedom, united to stand against tyranny, united to stand in the hope of something that would come out of it. And I saw it be overthrown by government officials. I'm seeing the Supreme Court being the only place that seems to be ruling correctly in certain things and giving America a hope. Matter of fact, before Thanksgiving, we have Mike Lindell, who's going to go before the Supreme Court with our election case. And I am trying to tell you today that after that case, after this happens, wow, Holy Spirit, there's going to be a war upon the nation of America. It's going to be kinetic. It's going to be real. It's going to happen. There will be Chinese soldiers. There will be United Kingdom soldiers, freedom fighters, buttheads. They will come and they will try and take over America. They'll start as a police force in the northern states, and then they will begin to run people down south. There will be raping, pillaging, murdering. And I am sorry for all of this. God does not want this to happen. He told me this because he knows the nature of a man. He knows the nature of humans. He knows the nature of evil. And he knows how hard-headed we are as people. It's not like God doesn't want to prevent this. But Just like in the book of Revelations, Jesus told his disciple John, he said that you were going to have to turn towards your God. You were going to have to find your first love again. He said, repent. I know your good works. I know the things you're doing right. I know what you're doing correctly. But repent, because you have forgotten your first love. And he told us that persecution would break out upon us. He said that in the last days, things would be as in the times of Noah. So it's not like we don't know that this was coming. But what do we do about it? Well, in 2001, after 9/11, this calling from the church came up. If my people who are called by my name would turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, and if they would repent, that I would hear from heaven and I would heal their lands. I'm asking anyone who doesn't know God, that can see the reality of this situation and don't know what to do, never really known that God was a need or a purpose in their life, that he had a calling for them. If that's you, I'm asking you to be willing to look toward heaven and to call to heaven and to confess your issues. Not other people's, because they've got their own issues and you can't change them. But you can call to heaven and get your life radically transformed, radically changed, by creating in your heart the need to believe in a Father, a heavenly Father. And that's something that you're going to manifest in your own heart. And then you are going to have to release out of your own mouth the need for that Father. And I want to give you a place to go. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He loves you with all of his heart. He gave every last breath in his body so that you could be saved, so that you could be forgiven, so that you could have life and have it more abundantly. He is alive today because the Heavenly Father empowered him with the resurrection through the Holy Spirit. And he wants to quicken you and bring you to new life today. Would you consider this love? Would you consider this anointing upon your life? Would you consider changing your life with the help of the Holy Spirit? If you would you pray this with me? Lord Jesus, we need you. We believe that you are the Son of God. We believe that you died on the cross as a penalty for our sins, and you did not deserve it. But you gave your life so that we could be forgiven for sin. We believe that you rose again 3 days later, that you presented yourself to the disciples, to 500 after that, and that people saw you ascend into the heavens to be seated at the right hand of the Father. We confess you are Lord and our Savior. And we ask you today to come in and radically change our life forever, Jesus, so that we could spend days in eternity rejoicing in you. We love you, Jesus, and we need you, Jesus. And we ask you for mercy upon our lands, upon our homes, upon our children, upon our lives. Would you save just a few more souls, Lord? Would you reach out and help a few more children, Father? A few more women in slavery? Would you help just a few more? We plead with you in your mighty name that you would step in and that you would save some of those that don't know you so that they can get a chance to know you here on this earth so that they can walk with you in the eternity of heaven. And we pray this, Father, in the name of Jesus. If you prayed that, family, I thank you for joining my family. I thank you for reaching out to heaven. And I'm going to pray that you have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. I love you, family. Remember, the best is yet to come. And freedom is worth fighting for. So reach to heaven. Get your blessing so you can be a blessing. In Jesus' name, have a good night.